Welcome to our podcast on navigating chaos with AncientFuture.today and the Grand Council.
And so we invite all of you who are here to consider thriving in the navigation of chaos, to imagine yourself thriving in the navigation of chaos. There are many people who are so doing. They are selling products that are either old and useful or new and exciting to people who are looking for some distractions from the chaos at hand. And there are people who are making so much money that they cannot believe their fortunes have turned so well. People who are offering ways to lose weight and protein powders and cars that drive themselves and various different things that those of you who are advanced enough souls and who came to be part of the rebuilding of your world, not on the rubble of the old, clearing that away, making sure that DNA does not get transmitted, and building anew, will be those who are thriving in your thinking, if not in your material ways. And so what we are here to suggest is that as you are navigating the chaos, when you are feeling hard done, that you cannot make your mortgage payment or you cannot buy a new car, even though the one you have is perfectly serviceable, that you cannot join the country club quite yet because you have not made enough money, or for those of you who are making ends meet just barely to feed yourselves and your families, or you don't even have a car and you need one, or you have ill parents or aged parents who are deteriorating mentally and otherwise, or you are sick, or whatever your circumstances, all of you, if you decide to thrive in the chaos, can. It's just that very few of you will believe it, and so fewer of you will do it. And then what happens is that those who have already cornered the markets on innovation or cornered the markets on the necessities of the moment, we are thinking here of masks and respirators having been the products of choice for quite some time now in your COVID era. People who have been trading and those sorts of things have been doing remarkably well. And yet the majority of you do not feel that you are thriving materially. Now, we are aware of many, many of you who are advanced souls who are thriving enormously in your relationships, especially the primary relationships. They are shifting to be more meaningful. They are shifting and have shifted in many ways to be more healthy, to be less codependent, to be more spiritually based and shared. Many of you are thriving in your own practices as a divine being in human form, meaning that when you find yourself being triggered by something, you use your tools, you use your life experience. Some of you in our community have a wide variety of mastery processes and mastery tools that you can use to bring yourself out of trauma or bring yourself out of a downward spiral or aspiring to go down, because it may be easier to be at the bottom rather than feeling you are dropping there. No, those of you who are thriving are those who are believing that it is possible to thrive through chaos. And those of you who haven't any real evidence that it is true can still thrive with the belief that it is possible and that you will if you endure, which was our first of these particular sharings on navigating chaos. If you endure and you just put that foot, one foot in front of the other, and you keep a steady course whilst being willing to dance with the chaos, that you will eventually thrive. And this is something that we can forecast for you. All of you who survived these years of the transition of your planet, which is now fully underway, those of you who endure through the next many years, or several years at least, at very least, and those of you who are there at the beginning of the resurrection of your world, will thrive, all of you, without exception, because those of you who do will have the consciousness that it is a world intended for everyone and everything, every life force and form on, in, and around your planet is intended to thrive. It is a paradise. And as the planet and the being of the planet, Gaia, evolve, which she is now doing, as are all of you who choose to stay on the planet through this period, everyone and everything will thrive. It is just a matter of time. So we invite each and all of you listening and pondering and poo-pooing and perhaps rejoicing, or whatever your particular way of interfacing with this possibility may be at this moment, we ask you to take an inventory of how and what you need to feel and do and be and have in order to feel that you are thriving, and to take an inventory of how many of those things you have experienced already in your life, and why you would think you have to experience it again in order to feel you are thriving. This is the curious thing that we find about those of you that are advanced souls and have been around on planet Earth and have been around in many different iterations as beings on different planets and different galaxies, that the thriving seems to often go back to what was it that you were doing when you felt wealthy, healthy, beautiful, young, et cetera, strong, whatever, invincible. And what we are suggesting is that thriving is also an evolving concept. So if making your first $1 million in your 20s, 30s, or 40s is part of your current definition of thriving, we would invite you to revisit that and say, been there, done that, got those t-shirts. Now, what could thriving mean for me at 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 120? Because it is a new world, and thriving will have new definitions by necessity. And until we have the pleasure and the honor of discussing what may sound like very dire things, because we are not bouncing around in our energy field going, woohoo, we would invite you to believe that it is meaningful enough to be serious about, and yet not morose and not depressed and not giving yourself yet another excuse to be lazy or to turn away from truth as you know it to be, or to turn away from seeking those new definitions of thriving, for they are there for you to co-create any moment you desire. We love you and leave you with every blessing. And for now, until we meet again, adieu.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Navigating Chaos, podcasts with the Grand Council.